Huntsville. Chris on two for Kermit.
Good morning, Chris. Huntsville is with you on two.
Good morning. Lab cam two is up and pointed at Kermit, and I'm complete through step 18 in my Kermit power on, and it is ready for ground commanding.
Copy, ready for ground commanding. We will get that in work, and we'll give you a call when we're ready for that first cell insert. We do have one quick field of view adjustment, if you don't mind. Looks like the camera right now is focused on a wire or cable in front of it. If you could adjust the focus so it's zoomed in on Kermit, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, yeah, I'll adjust that. I probably will. Let me see about routing that wire out of the way, because I think it'll want to autofocus back on that if at the slightest provocation.
Copy that. We'll defer to your good judgment, and the general field of view is great. We just need that focus to be a little sharper. And Chris Huntsville with you. That field of view looks fantastic, and at your discretion, we are ready for that first file cell, so whenever you're ready to get going, you're good to go.
Hey, Chris, copies all. That sounds great. Yeah, I'll push straight into that first biocell. Thank you. Huntsville, Chris, on two for Kermit.
With you on two, Chris.
Yeah, quick question. I'm executing step four right now, and I'm looking in, and I see that the lens in position two, I saw that the lens carriage just rotated, and I wanted to make sure it's all good to put my hands in there. And second, I see that the lens position two is currently obscured by the sample holder. Is it something that I can just rotate, or do I need to take the fixture delta off, or what's the best way to get access to that lens position two?
Copy all, and we're checking. And Chris, we're going to be rotating the lenses in a proper position, so we'll let you know when you're ready to grab it. And when we give you that go, you are go to just remove a fixture delta. So I'll give you words here in just a second.
Great. Yep. I will stand by until you're go. Thank you.
All right, Chris, you are go to press. And if you are referring specifically to the plate one holder on fixture delta, that's going to be removed for these activities in general. So you can just temper that off to the side. Fixture delta itself is going to remain installed, but if that's also in the way, you can temporarily remove it and put it back.
Okay, yeah, I think with the rotation I made, I'll see what I can do. Thank you. So, Chris, on to one other question for you. It looks like there's another lens in the blue pouch in a container, and it has looks like a foam base to secure it. This empty lens container doesn't really have anything in it, so the lens is just kind of bouncing around in there. I think it'll probably be okay. I just wanted to double check that there wasn't a part that we're missing or something.
Good observation. We think it might be fine as well, but give us just one moment to confirm.
Copy. Huntsville, Chris, on two. I think I missed a step. I see that there's a little screw-in on the lid for it, so I can do that, and I think that'll hold it great.
You read my mind, Chris, and beat me by 1 second. That will hopefully keep everything nice and secure.
Copy. Thanks. Huntsville, Chris, on two. I just wanted to double-check. Step 4.9 doesn't apply because fixture D is already installed, and it looks like I should just remove this sample plate holder one, and did you want me to stow that somewhere, or am I misreading this?
You have a good understanding. We're going to be temp stowing the plate one holder near Kermit, and fixture delta itself should remain installed. Just double check to make sure that the thumb screws are finger tight.
Confirm, it is installed and thumb screws are finger tight, so I will skip 4.9, and I will stow the sample plate holder one near Kermit.
That is a good config for us.
Huntsville, Chris, on two. Just to make sure we don't lose it, I put sample plate holder one in the blue pouch next to Kermit in case anybody's looking for it in the future, which might be me.
We copy, and I think it will be you later.
Huntsville, Chris, on two. BioCell seal number one is inserted, so it should be ready for your imaging. But a quick question about the photos of the biocells you wanted me to take. It looks like I'm taking photos of multiple ones today. Did you want me to salvage them all individually, or did you want me to save it to the end?
We copy serial number one. It didn't work. We'll get that imaging underway. And if you can just downlink them all at the end today together, we'd appreciate that. And we will give you a call when we're ready for you to swap the cells.
Copy all. Yep, I'll hold off on the downlinking and just downlink them all together at the end. I think that makes sense. And yeah, I'll be waiting for your call. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Chris and Kermit. We're ready for the next swap.
Chris copies. Ready for the next one. Huntsville, Chris on 2. Just double checking that I have a go in step 1.
Your go.
Copy, go. Huntsville, Chris on 2. Serial number 2 is now inserted in Kermit. And a quick procedure question for you.
Copy to insert it and go for your question.
Yeah, it looks like from the cautions that the goal is to minimize the amount of time with the Sable door unlocked. It seems like if I were to take the next BioCell out of Sable, if I were to take the previously imaged BioCell out of Kermit first and then just swap it in Sable with the one that's coming out, so kind of flip the order of the Sables, I could halve the number of times I'm opening the Sable door and going into it. Is that something you'd like me to do, or just execute per procedure?
And Chris, we like that optimization. Makes sense to us. And just for your awareness, in terms of the timing constraint we're looking at here, the official constraint is around 25 minutes from being removed from Sable to being inserted back into Sable. However, we do have a few minutes of wiggle room, so it's not a hard 25 minutes. We just like to keep it around that point to minimize any science degradation.
Yeah, copy all. Yeah, I don't think it'll appreciably change things if I were to just take them out of the microscope and then go over to Sable, put the old one in, take the next one out, and then come back and pop them in the microscope. I think that would save a little time overall.
We concur. We like the plan.
Sounds great.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Chris and Kermit. Ready for the next file, though.
Chris copies, moving on to BioCell 3. Huntsville, Chris on 2. BioCell number 3 is inserted.
Copy, 3 is ready to go. Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Kermit. When you're ready, we are prepared for serial number 4.
Chris copies, getting ready for number 4.
And just for your awareness, Chris, at the end of this imaging, we'll have a slight delta to our next file cell in order to work around a KULOS, but you are pressing nominally for this one. Copy, thumbs up.
Copy. Huntsville, Chris on 2, BioCell 4 is inserted.
Copy, 4 is ready to go. Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Chris and Kermit.
Chris is with you on 2.
Hey, Chris, we wanted to catch you before your cognition test. We are done with serial number 4. You can go ahead and reinsert that one back into Sable. However, hold off on grabbing serial number 5. We're going to wait until we come back KUAOS before we perform any imaging on that one. So just remove, no insert.
Makes total sense. I'll remove 4 and put it back in Sable and wait until we're back. And I've done my intermediate activity to start with 5.
Copy that, and we'll let you know when we're ready.
Okay. Was clear, Chris. Was good one.
Which was good one?
Да, Артём, вас слышал хорошо, как мы работали.
Отлично, тогда продолжаем дальше.
Хорошо, отлично. И у меня для Сергея еще информация есть. Можно минутку?
Да, я на связи, слушаю.
Сергей, я только что от американского сегмента получил 2 вентилятора. Подскажите, что с ними делать?
И вентиляторы, какие-то штрих-кода есть?
А, сейчас одну минуту тогда. Так, после МКС, разбер 2 по вентиляторам.
Связи.
Сергей, есть вот, ну, они в упаковке, и на упаковке, ну, чтобы припаковывать, есть серийный номер. Значит, вентилятор МО-2М и серийный номер 170-529-1.
Серийный номер 170-529-1, верно?
Так точно, да. И второй вентилятор МО-1М и серийный номер 190-512-7.
190-512-7. Хорошо, Андрей, сейчас постараемся концы найти тогда. Я, как только станет известно, сразу выйду на связь. Спасибо большое.
Да, хорошо. Если что, они пока я их разместил на панели 110 ФГБ.
Да, принято на 110 панели ФГБ. Спасибо.
Спасибо. Москва МКС, ВСГ-2, 8 рации.
Отвечаем, ВСГ-2.
Артем, выполнил включение пульта, выполнил выбор количества после промывки, время дистилляции, проверил ССП, также выполнил промывку контура урины 30 секунд, замечаний нет. И выполнил включение в автоматическом режиме, выполнил пуск системы. Сейчас ожидаю выхода на дистилляцию.
Принято, отлично. Можем подождать, как у нас закончится операция вакуумирования корпусов ЕВ и ЕДВУ, и после этого оставлять систему без доклада датчиков. А выход на дистилляцию мы по телеметрии проконтролируем.
Так, хорошо. Жду, технологическую операцию вакуумирования ЕДВУ и ЕВ, правильно?
Ну, как она закончится, да, просьба доложить.
Хорошо, принял. Субмосковская МКС, ВСГ-2, по сепарации.
Отвечаем, ВСГ-2.
Артем, технологическая операция вакуумирования корпусов ЕДВУ и ЕВ закончилась, сейчас выполняется вакуумирование мешка ЕР.
Принято, все хорошо, отличная система, можем оставлять ей далее по форме 24.
Хорошо, принял, далее работаем по форме 24, спасибо.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Kermit, we are ready for serial number 6.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for normalized comm config.
Huntsville, Chris on Space to Ground 2, BioCell number 6 is installed, and Houston, Chris is with you on 2.
Hey Chris, RSA 2 is in back in public 5, ICOM is restored, and as you've noticed, Space to Ground 2 is back to nominal USOS COM.
Copy all, thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Chris and Kermit, we are ready to restore serial number 6.
Huntsville, Chris on Space to Ground 2, copy, ready to restow number 6. How are our cells doing? Are they growing nicely?
The biocells are looking fantastic. Lots of good images today. We'll let you know we have some more detailed reports, but so far, so good.
Wow, that's great news. I know Jessica was very keen to hear how the cells that she's grown since they were tiny have come out. So thanks for that, and I'll get 6 restored.
Copy all, and you can tell Jessica she did a fantastic job getting them ready for us. Copy, thumbs up.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for Kermit. I've got that 6 biocell restowed and wanted to double check if we needed Kermit for anything else in the next hour or two. Jack wanted to know if he could do his task first.
Copy all, Chris. The last thing we had for Kermit right now is just Jack's activity. He is go to get that started, and if he's listening, Jack, you have a go in step 3.5, which means you can also skip that check in 3.4.
Jack is doing the happy dance. He copies the go in 3.5 and can skip 3.4.
Shame that we missed the happy dance, but we appreciate both of you guys working so effectively on this today.
Absolutely. Our pleasure. Same with you guys.
We appreciate the band check.
Houston Station, Sophie M2 for a question about stowage.
Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning. I have a question about the step in stow track 75.08. This step has me put a 0.5 CTV in the location that is node 1 starboard 4_aft. And sorry if it might sound a very stupid question, but I don't really understand this location, because starboard 4 is a VSR where we have all of the food bubs, and so was wondering. Okay, so I think Chris gave me a hint that I have to rotate this ZSR, which is going to take a lot of time because there is all the food around there and the table and everything. Okay, got my solution.
Yep, Sophie, you figured it out. Yeah, the intention is to put that half CTB behind this ZSR in node 1, starboard 4.
Okay, so after a quick discussion with Chris, everyone agrees here that it's going to be a huge amount of time to access this behind. And just to place 1.5 CDB, I mean, is it worth doing an hour of work to, like, remove the table and everything? Or do you have another location? Or do you have other steps where we would put, do this all at the same time, putting everything behind at the same time, because right now it's going to be at least an hour of work, and I don't think it's worth it.
Hey, Sophie, thanks for characterizing how much effort that would take. Yeah, we agree it's probably not worth that amount of time. So for that step, you can put the half CTP back in node 1 Tempsto, and we'll come up with a better location for it.
Great. Thank you very much. Yeah, node 1 Tempsto for now. Thanks.
Houston copies.
Huntsville Station checks on 2 for filter shop.
We are with you on 2 check. Go ahead.
Got just a couple small notes. Just want to double check that it's a single filter that I'm swapping out, not multiples. Is that right?
Take it from one filter and send by for handover.
Huntsville Station checks on 2. Sorry, I think I talked right through the handover there. Just want to double-check that I'm only swapping out a single of the filters.
Stay firm, Jack. Just the one filter.
Okay, and two other small things. The Stonode talks about these filters being in bubble wrap, but inside the blue pouch, they were labeled plain Ziplocs, not bubble wrap. Just want to make sure you guys are happy with the plain Ziplocs.
Copy the plain Ziploc from Fig. We're checking on that.
Just a small note on step 3.3. It says open the fluorescence microscope top panel. You guys probably saw me do that on the video, but I think these filters are actually, I don't know if it's called the front panel or whichever, but I'm not sure top panel is quite the right word for where that filter is located. Just for future procedure updates.
Affirm, Jack. Yeah, we saw that as well with the top config, and we'll be sure to pass it along to our teams to either get the procedure updated or some more clear wording on when to actually go for the filter exchange. In regards to the filters not being in bubble wrap, if you guys have some spare bubble wrap, the preference would be to have them in bubble wrap in the Ziplocs. It is not a requirement, but it would be a better config. And speaking of that top section of Kermit, we do have one little reconfig we'd like you to perform at step and time.
Go ahead.
So we are tracking that there is a sample plate holder. It's currently in that blue Kermit bag. Chris removed it during his ops. We'd like that to be reinstalled on top of fixture Delta, which is installed in Kermit right now.
And Huntsville, Chris on 2, I reinstalled that guy as part of my last activity, so it should be back in there.
And Chris, copy that. Thank you. From our perspective, it looked like we just saw a quick view that it wasn't quite there, but we see it now, and we copy all.
Sounds good. Thanks.
And copy OK, Jack. Waving goodbye, Jack. See you around.
And Station Houston on 2 for Chris. We are so enjoying your label-making lasso there. We were suspecting that it was the hatch labels, and now we see indeed it is. Copy the nodding.
Yeah, I thought you guys would get a kick out of this. It's quite the workout for the label maker.
That might be the longest label ever made in human spaceflight.
I'm pretty sure it is. I think this is a world record.
Houston Station on 2 for found item and stowage.
Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning. I found this washer floating in front of ARED, just a normal kind of looking washer. I'll put it over in our lost and found area until we, unless you guys think you might have any ideas what it might be.
All right, we just got video back after LOS. We're taking a look. And Jessica, we agree with you putting that washer in the lost and found CTB.
Okay, also another question about StowTrack. In working the Dragon Cargo op, we got to step 76, and I saw that it says step 77 through 80 involve access to the crew lock, and we can skip them. I did skip them for now based on the state of the airlock and crew lock, because it has us stowing some things inside bags that are deep, pretty deep in the crew lock. But I just wanted to see, obviously, if it's going to be painful at some point, then we just need to do it. But I didn't know if it was written that way with the intent that, like, after a certain number of steps, we might be unpacking some of the stuff that's blocking access, and then it would make it easier to try and to plan, you know, when we should target that.
Checking.
Okay, thanks.
And Jessica, it may take us a few minutes to get that answer, so feel free to move on to what you want to do, and we'll let you know when we have the answer.
All right, great. Sounds good. Thank you.
Houston Station, CFM 2 for a question.
Houston's here.
Oh, sorry. It was a question for Huntsville, but the question is, am I going to perform the activity with a Glacier cold break insert? It's the one at 1615.
And Sophie, Hunt was with you on two. You are go.
Great, thanks a lot. And so station Sophie on two for Glacier Desigan Swap.
With you on two, Sophie, go ahead.
The Desigan Swap is complete, and so all activities with regarding Glacier 1 is complete. So yeah, the two activities are complete.
Copy all. Thank you for letting us know.
Welcome. Houston Station, Sophian 2 for EVA stowage question.
Go ahead, Sophie, with you on 2.
Hey, I am working right now on step 77.02, where it has me gather all of the EVA tapes previously existed, part number 4617, and I just wanted to be sure that what is labeled on the ziplock is the actual stamp that I need to trash. So let me show you on the camera. Do you have Lab 1 camera active right now?
Yeah, we can see ya.
Great. So first I'm going to show you the one for which there is no doubt, because it's exactly the same as the one I replaced. So this one is the same width as the one I added in it, I replaced it with. There is another extra one like this, but there is also a tiny little one that you can see here. And so I was wondering if this tiny little one I need to trash as well. To be honest, it seems like very old and not in a good shape, so if I were listening to my gut feeling, I would trash it as well, but just wanted to be sure. And the other thing that I'm not sure about is this one. It has the same part number, but it's actually half the width. So I was wondering if this one needs to be trashed as well, although it's the same part number.
Those are all great questions. We understand all of them. Just kind of summarizing back, should you trash that little piece of tape? Seems very old and not in good shape, so you are recommending to trash. And then we copy on that other one that's the same part number but half the width. We'll do some checking down here. We might need to wait for our EVA friends to get in tomorrow, but we will follow up.
Okay, so in the meantime, I can leave them on Lab 1, Starboard 6, for example.
And Sophie, just give me one sec. We'll just double check it on that location.
Yeah, sure. No, it was just a temp still location while waiting for the answer until tomorrow.
And Sophie, we were just able to verify really quickly on the ground, and we are actually okay with you trashing all. We think we interpreted the instructions correctly to just go ahead and trash all of it.
Okay, copy. We'll trash all of it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Houston Station, Sophia and 2 for Stowage EVA spares.
For EVA spares.
I'm working on step 77-005, which says all of the remaining items in the CTB 5042 that I have in front of me will be stowed into 2.0 CTB 5087. The problem is that I only managed to put two legs into the 5087 and it's already full. And so with that, I'm left with four items in the CTB, in this 2.0 CTB, which do not fit in 5087. So just wanted to have your words. My suggestion would be to relabel this EVA spares, say extra arms legs number 2, and then leave this in the airlock or crew lock.
Well, we copy the question and we're checking.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Sophie, we like your plan. We think that's the right thing to do to keep you going today. In the meantime, too, we're going to just check with our EVA friends when they get back in. We might end up having to go back and do something different, but we think what you've got so far is a good plan. And, hey, we just happened to notice the foam in the downlink, and ISO let us know that you're go to trash all that foam that's in the bag.
I'll be trashing the foam, and I relabeled this 2.0 CTB 5042 extra arms/legs number 2, leaving all the extra stuff in it, and I will put everything in the crew notes so that it's clear for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Cubic, Chris on Space Ground 2 for Cubic.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie. We just have some comments about that full CTB 5087 at your convenience.
Houston Station, Sophie's leaving on 2 from the airlock.
Hey, we just wanted to give you a heads up that CTB you said is full 5087. There are two upcoming steps that will also call out that CTB. You don't have to memorize these. I can tell you later. You'll see them. But it's step 78.02 and step 80.03. When you get to those, you can put the items in your new arms and legs, EVA arms and legs number 2 bag. And then second item, we just wanted to give you a heads up that none of these EMU parts require the bubble wrap. So anytime you encounter that bubble wrap on EMU parts, you can go ahead and trash it. Just make sure you keep the protective covers, and that is called out in StowTrack.
Great, copy. I'll remove the bubble wrap so that we have more space into the CTB and keep the covers as expected for EVA stuff. Thanks for the further steps where the CTB is called. I will use this one relabeled number 5042. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Houston, Chris on 2 with a question about CTB 0.5-52908.
Go ahead for the CTB.
Hey, we found the CTB in PMA 2, but we're wondering if that's where it's supposed to be. In IMS, it claims it should be in Dragon Middleport 15. We weren't sure whether, some of the bags, when you unstrap the adjacent bags in Dragon, kind of aren't well secured anymore and might just float out. We weren't sure whether it floated out of its spot or if there's a place we should move this bag to since it has found its way to PMQ.
We will check and we'll follow up.
Thank you, kindly.
And Station Houston on 2 for Chris and Suitcase.
Ready for you.
All right, that is actually, I know I said suitcase, but you only told me the serial number, but that DTB is actually Anil's, one of Anil's suitcases. So we recommend putting it in PMA 3 so we don't accidentally depressurize PMA 2 without him having access to it.
Okay, copy all. We will put that in PMA 3. I think there's another one of his suitcases also in PMA 2. Yeah, I think all of his stuff is in PMA 2.
Okay, copy that. We'll do a little digging and come up with a plan to make sure we don't accidentally prevent him from being able to access all that.
Houston, sorry. So I will move that one point, that point five two nine eight up to PMA 3. But yeah, a bunch of Anil's other suitcases are also in PMA 2. So we should definitely come up with a plan for that before he gets here and before we send Space 34 away. Thank you.
And thank you.
That's the station Jack on 2 for lab cameras.
We are with you on 2, Jack.
Hey, Jessica's got CAM 2 on the rhodium plant experiment. Do you guys want me to seal lab CAM 1 for MSG or shall we move lab CAM 2 over? Do you have a preference?
And Jack, we are good with lab CAM 1, please.
Lab CAM 1 it is.
Jason Huntsville on space to ground 2 for Jack. You are go to clip that switch back on.
Awesome, you're the best.
Station Huntsville on space to ground 2 for Jack. Could we ask you to move that camera view just a little bit higher for us, please? And Jack, thank you. That's perfect.
Station Houston on 2. For any available crew member, we need a Danbach/AdLink mini PC check. It's not urgent.
Houston Station on 2. If the AdLink's really quick, I can try to do it before my biocell.
Hey, Jessica, I hope so. It should be close to you. We just want to check the OGA CMAX one at lab 1, port 1. We lost connection with it yesterday, so just need a lights and cable check.
Hey, the AdLink, and you said it's for the OGA lab 1, port 1. I'll take a look. Houston Station on 2, we do not see any lights on the OGA AdLink.
We copy that, Jessica. Can you see if the Ethernet is plugged in at both ends?
I checked both cables at the unit end. I'll try to find the other end as well.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I know you're between activities. And just heads up, Jessica, we think it's on port 9 of the switch that you're going back to.
Yeah, this one's a little bit difficult to trace. There's a lot of cables here. You mean the one that's under the styrofoam? Where does the other end go to?
The lab 20 port switch is port 9.
And Laura, could you tell me where that lab 20 port switch is?
Starboard deck 4.
There's not really any way you could trace that because it dives around 4 bays and goes from port to starboard. So I'll just check if port 9 is plugged in.
That works for us. Thank you.
Station on 2, there is an Ethernet cable plugged into port 9.
All right, Jessica, if you could, thanks for checking that. If you could just try a quick power cycle for us, we would appreciate that. So just go back to the AdLink mini PC, hold that power button for about 3 seconds to power it off, give it a bead, and then power back on.
Okay, copy. Station 1-2, nothing seems to be happening when I hit the power switch.
All right, we copy that. We know that you're helping us out between activities, so we're going to think about next steps, and then we'll get back to you later today.
Hey, sounds good. Station 1-2 for Steph.
Hey, Jessica, we have Dylan standing by for you on Space to Ground 4 if you're ready to go.
Okay, copy. I'll talk to Dylan on Space to Ground 4. And the one question for the STO note, it called out a contingency kit coming from bag 5540. There are some in there, of course, but I do already have one in the LG, so just checking if I actually need two.
And just the one is all you need.
Hey, copy. Thanks. This is Station 2 for stowage.
with you on too, Sophie.
Well, just as quick information, so I completed the steps 77 to 80, which involved access to the crew lock, and the crew lock is 100% full right now, and the airlock is still quite full, so just in order to help a little bit, and everything is tracked in the crew notes, but just wanted to give you a heads up. The ECOC from Minum and for Dubrov were placed in PMM-1 deck 2 rack front so that they don't end up in the crew log. It was the plan of the stow track for Menon ECOC, but not for Dubrov, which was supposed to go in the air, in the crew log, so I just put everything in PMM-1 deck 2 rack front, those two CCBs.
Okay, Sophie, we understand crew lock is 100% full, airlock's quite full. Thanks for getting those steps 77 through 80 complete, and we copy about the ECOCs, and we're happy with what you did. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Jack. Those tables that are in the Ziploc bag, could you take those out and route them around the foam like the others, please? And we copy.
Cell station on 2 from Jack. Is there a cap for experiment outlet 3, 120 volts on the upper left back of the MSG?
And Jack, there is. That's in step 9.1, and you can do it now, or you can wait till you get there.
Yeah, I see them on the side mount. Okay, perfect.
Huntsville Station on Space to Ground 2 for Jack. A quick request for you. In that foam box that you just had in your hands, there's a piece of foam inset in the lid. Could you pull it down and see if there's a tool in there for us? It's called the shutter tool. And Jack, that is not it. The screw, I can say where it was, but we're checking. I think it might be that right there where your hand is. And that's perfect. We just wanted to verify that it was there. You can carry on. Sorry about that.
Great. No worries. Yeah, it doesn't have a name on it. The barcode is Charlie Lima Sierra Sierra Tango Oscar 01 Echo.
And we copy. Thank you.
Station Houston on 2 for Sophie. We need some help from you in the lab when you get a sec.
Station Sophie on 2. I think you called me. I was in PMM. Go ahead.
Hey, Sophie, we did. We just need to break you away from cargo ops for a minute to do a power check for us and some steps at the H2 sensor tech demo. First, we need you to head over to Lab 1P1. There's a KU band power supply there. We need you to check the lights, the LEDs for us, and then we'll have some follow-up steps after that.
The KU band power supply, checking LEDs. Is there a serial number, or is that going to be obvious?
We think it would be obvious to you. It's a KU band power supply that ends up powering the DAN box for OGA, CMAX, and the hydrogen sensor tech demo.
Okay, we'll check. Houston Station, Sophie, too. So KU band power supply has two good green LEDs. The one that is close to the input connection and the one that is close to the output connection. So everything looks nominal in here.
All right, Sophie, thanks for checking. We're not quite sure what's going on, but we've lost power to the DAN box for this hardware, and we've been in this configuration for about 16 hours, and so that means that we need to take some action on the hydrogen sensor tech demo valve. So we want to have you take that big picture. You'll be taking that valve to bypass, and then we're going to have you do a power cycle on the KU band power supply. I've got a procedure reference. I can give you that, or I can just walk you through the steps, or we could just take our time and walk through them. The valve's a little tricky. Do you have a preference?
I think you can walk me through the steps. I see the H2 sensor technomo, and I see the valve that has different position, normal, bypass.
All right, so what we're going to do is rotate that valve to bypass, but to get there, You'll rotate it about 60 degrees first. It's going to hit kind of a stop. Once you hit that stop, then you're going to pull that four-way valve out towards you about a half an inch, and you'll see a white band that's going to be fully visible on the handle shaft. Once you see that white band, then you can keep going, rotating that valve to bypass.
Okay, so I understand rotating that valve clockwise, 60 degrees, then pull until I see the white band, then rotating again until I see the position bypass.
You got it, and once you are at that halfway and the full way, you should feel a little stop there. So those are good words.
Copy. Stop, a little stop after 60 degrees. All right, so I did the first 60 degrees and unable to pull, so I'm going to grab sort of a bend so that I can help pulling on these two tabs.
And Sophie, I'm assuming that when you mean the hooks, it's that tool that's close by, that's Velcroed close by there.
Oh, I see the tool. Maybe much easier then.
Yeah, you can grab that tool. And you slide the hooks of the tool around that valve, and that can help you pull the valve.
So one good news, one bad news. Good news, was able to successfully use the tool, and the bypass valve is in bypass position. The bad news is the tool is broken. So there's one side that is broken. I'm going to come to the lab camera so that I show it to you.
All right, that sounds good. Just heads up, we are in a KULOS, and we're about 30 seconds away from a handover, so we'll probably see pictures from you in about a minute and a half or so.
Yeah, I'll come right after LOS.
Hey, and in the meantime, if you could head back over to that KU power supply and then switch the H2 sensor tech demo. And station Houston on 2 for Sophie. I'm hoping you can hear me. I thought I was going to beat that handover, but I'm just continuing on. You can switch that H2 sensor tech demo KU band power supply to off OFF.
Copy. Switch this KU power supply to off OFF. I see only one switch, which is close to the output 28 volt connection. Is this the on-off button? Because it's not labeled.
Checking. And Sophie, back with you. Yes, on the power supply, we're just taking that one switch to OFF.
Copy. So I will put it to off now. That's off, and so the LED that was close to it turned off OFF.
Excellent. That is expected, and that's all we have for you right now. We need to leave this valve in bypass for at least 16 hours, so we'll be following up with you probably tomorrow or later today. And then, hold on, I've got to go back. All right, now that it's been off, we actually want you to power it back on. Sorry about that.
Yeah, okay, that was going to be my question. So, okay, now this KU power supply back on.
That's correct. Take it back to on.
And it's on and a good green LED close to the switch.
All right, so if we get one more switch throw for you, in the area you should see the H2 sensor tech demo power data connections. It's another switch, but it's labeled closed and open, and it's got a main power LED with some power and data cables. Do you see that one?
Checking. I was back in the other end of the lab. Did you see on the camera the tool?
We missed it. Only camera we've got video right now, the one that's looking at Jack.
Okay, copy. So I'll come close to Jack and I'll show you on Jack's camera.
He's dancing. He's getting ready for you.
So as I said, it was really hard to pull the bypass valve. It was very sticky, and it ended up breaking the tool. If you see, there is one tooth on each side, and now there is just one.
Oh, we see that. I'm trying to think of a good joke for how everything is made so cheaply these days. You think we could have at least given you like a metal tool, maybe like a 3D printed.
Just as a heads up, like, I don't see it being as a huge problem not having a tool, because I think with two Velcro straps, we're going to be able to pull the bypass valve. Of course, it's not as easy as with a tool, but I think it's going to work.
Okay, thank you. That's really helpful to know. Thanks.
And then, of course, I will be happy to have your words on where I put this tool. For now, I'm also ready to listen to your other words for what else I need to do in this area.
All right, thank you. We'll work on those words, and then back over in that H2 sensor tech demo power data connections, you'll see a main power switch. It's labeled with a closed and open.
I see that. It's on the side. It's labeled closed, open, CD, and it's just above the power light.
All right, so we want you to take that to open first, that's unpowered, and then we'll have you take it to closed to power it.
Well, interesting, because right now it is in the open position.
All right, well, that's probably the power issue that we are having. Give us just a second to think about that.
Yeah, I think so.
Still station, Jack on 2 for step 9.6.
Go ahead, Jack.
9.6 is telling me to configure the feed throughs per figure 12. It looks like figure 12 has nothing connected to those feed throughs. That's what we want, the stuff that we disconnected earlier, we're going to leave disconnected. Is that correct?
All right, Sophie, we're going to have you take that switch to closed.
And Jack, actually what we're looking for here is just take the feed through from the top left
to
and swap it with the bottom right.
The switch is now closed, and I see good power lights on this H2 sensor tech demo.
All right, Sophie, the DAN box for that AdLink mini PC, you should see it close by. Jessica was messing around with that earlier. It was powered off earlier when Jessica was looking at it. We think it's probably still off, but now that you've closed that switch, we should be able to power it on. Can you hit that power button for us?
Okay, just to make sure, we are talking about the AdLink mini PC labeled OGA H2ST. Makes sense. H2 sensor tech, right?
Yep, you got it.
Okay, so this one seems to be already powered on. I see the blue LED on the power button, and I see a blinking orange on the Ethernet cable. And so solid the orange and blinking orange on the Ethernet cable. So I can power cycle if you want.
No, that is not necessary. Thanks for letting us know the configuration. We see data now as well. So that is actually everything that we need your help with right now. Thank you so very much for helping us figure out how we lost power. We know we've got that valve in bypass, and so we owe you guys a follow-up. It'll probably be tomorrow for taking that back to open. Thank you so very much for letting us interrupt you.
You're very welcome, Norris. And for now, the H2 sensor valve tool, I'm going to leave it velcroed to the H2 sensor tech demo where I found it, and the broken tooth, I'm going to put a piece of Captain tape and label broken GMT today and just close to it until you give me your final words and location or trash.
All right, Sophie. That little piece, actually you can just go ahead and trash that little piece unless you think that you're able to use it to fix something. You can for sure trash that. We also are okay if you want to trash the tool. We realize that we do have a spare tool.
Okay. For now, maybe let's keep the tool for now and just see if the next use is going to break the other tooth or not, but it might be also working with just one tooth.
Yep, I totally understand what you're saying. That sounds good. We'll try to trash that little piece, and then we know that the broken
tool is going to stay Velcro to the rack. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mark, and touching the tooth. And the good news, it's not my tooth.
Totally understand. Thank you. And Station Houston on 2, no response required. We just wanted to give you a heads up. In about 10 minutes or so, we're going to start our commanding for Andre's WPA Yerevé fill. That's going to take down PWD and XPWD for about an hour.
On fill station, Jack's on 2. If you guys are satisfied, I will return our lab cameras to their standard configuration.
We are good to release. Thank you so much, Jack.
And Station Houston on 2 for Chris. I just saw you floating by. I know you probably didn't hear my call earlier when you're in GEM, but just a heads up, we're about to take down XPVD and PVD for about an hour in case you want to do a refill. I see your thumbs up. Thanks.
Yes, thanks. Yep, I heard you, and we are all doing our last calls, and we'll let you know when we're all set.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Houston, Chris on 2, we are all set with the portable water bus for now.
We copy that. We're going to go ahead and take it down for a little bit. Thank you.
Copy, thank you.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie. Jessica is ready for you to go ahead and begin your blue operations.
Great news. Beginning right now the blue operations.
Huntsville, Chris on 2 for auxiliary cartridge replacement.
We're with you on 2, Chris.
Hey, I was just wondering if there's any chance I can do this early.
And Chris, I'm checking on that.
Sure thing, and no worries if not, just figured I'd ask.
Houston, station on 2 for water transfer.
Hi, Andre. We are with you on 2 and are ready to copy your Yerevé.
The Yerevé number is 1540, and this is empty.
We copy that's a good number, and we copy that it's empty. And when you get down into step 3.2, the estimated offload time is 30 minutes, 3-0, and you have a go in step 3.3.
Step 3.2 and 3 and 30 minutes, 3-0 minutes. Thanks.
That's a good readback. Thanks.
Huntsville Station, Sophie on 2 for a question.
Go ahead, Sophie.
I understand that the sample return bag goes into Melfi 3 to where 2, Bravo 3, 4. Just a doubt concerning the cell bags, temp cell, the two cell bags.
And Sophie, the cell bags are going to go into Sable 3.
Okay, and so the cell bag, there's no procedure associated to this. It just put into the Sable 3 and that's it. And the previous procedure, since it was Sable 1 parameter selected, then the whole procedure tells me to put this into Sable 1, but this is why I wanted to confirm with you.
And Sophie, let me check on this.
And meanwhile, I'm going to go to Melfi for the sample return back.
And we copy. And Sophie, while you're going over to Melfi, I apologize for that. The parameter is wrong. It should say Sable 3 for this procedure.
Okay, Sable 3.
And Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Chris.
Chris is with you on 2.
Chris, you are go to start, and I do have one delta for you. In your stowage note, when you see CTB 5364, that is going to be located at the lab overhead 1 Bravo 1 location.
Copy. I was just about to ask you that, and copy go. I'll go ahead and do that swap. Thanks for the flexibility.
Control station, Sophie on 2 for Sable 3.
Go ahead, Sophie.
So the short train was already, on the short train there was already the boxes, forgot their names, so I did put them under the short train, and it's not secured by Velcro because there was no Velcro on
on the Ziploc bag, but it's all safe, it's not going to move, the shade will freeze closed and locked, so it's all good, I think.
And Sophie, we copy, and that sounds good to us.
Thank you.
Houston Station, two jacks here for medical kit response.
Go ahead, Jack.
I am updating the stuff inside of ammonia response medical kit, serial number 1002. My execute note says it should have been in PMA 2. In fact, it was in PMM deck 1 in the D container in a 1.0 CTV 5512 that says miscellaneous UNCV emergency hardware. So my question is, do you want to put this ammonia response cycle kit back in the PMA 2, or do you want to put it back in the PMA?
We're checking, and we'll follow up with you in a few.
Happy, thanks.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie. We are ready for your next blue activity at 1605.
Hey, 1605 blue activity for Sophie.
Station in Houston on 2 for Jack. We have an answer to your question when convenient.
Houston Station, Jack's on 2.
All right, Jack. We do want you to put that serial number 1002 in PMA 2. We got a question for you. How did you know to look in PMM for it?
All the kind of miscellaneous CV EMER equipment is in that spot in deck 1D of PMM.
Okay.
I just kind of assumed that when we swapped out Dragons, that when all the EMER equipment got swapped out, it would just end up there.
Okay, yeah, we had a feeling you might do that, but I just wanted to confirm. Thank you, appreciate it, but yeah, resto in PMA 2.
All right, it's going into PMA 2, thanks.
I'm still sitting to PMA 2 for a question.
Where was he on Tuesday?
Yeah, I was just reading the next procedure, the 1650 procedure, and I don't see where I'm supposed to retrieve Charlie and Delta to give to Jessica.
And I'm checking.
Okay, no, that's it. That's the 1650. Oh, that's my question, actually. Station, Sophie and
Cooper,
SAVL question.
Go ahead, Sophie.
I see that the next activity, 1650, is supposed to ground Charlie and Delta and put them back in SAVL, but I don't see when I retrieve them and give them to Jessica.
And Sophie, we have a Delta to this that we were going to give to Jessica, but it affects you as well. She will be bringing Charlie and Delta with her when she exits the LSG.
All right. Okay. I get it. Thanks.
Houston Station on 2 for water transfer.
Hi, Andre. Go ahead.
I think Yedewa is full, and I'm ready for steps 6 and 7.
And you are go for steps 6 and 7. Thank you.
Thanks. Houston Station on 2 for the transfer.
Go ahead on 2.
Transfer files disconnected from PWD and the system bypass levels back to regulation station.
And we copy all. Thank you.
Thanks.
Station Houston on 2, no response required. Just wanted to let you know that PWD and XPWD are now available again.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and a little help with the Kermit microscope at your convenience.
Station
Huntsville
on 2.
Hey Sophie, we're having some issues seeing the samples in the Kermit, so we want to know if you have time to go adjust the samples a little bit for us and then also tighten up the objective inside the microscope.
I understand the first part, but not the second, so I understand adjust the samples. And what is the second thing you mentioned?
So when you get over there, you should be able to see that the samples are a little bit offset, and if you can slide them forward so that we can see both hemocytes in the windows. And then also the objective at the 12 o'clock position, we need you to tighten that by turning it counterclockwise.
Okay.
I'm sorry, turning it clockwise, not counterclockwise. And Sophie, the objective, it's the 10X objective, and you're just going to turn that clockwise to tighten it.
So from Sophian 2, so I did switch the sample a bit back, and I made sure all of the lenses behind the fixture delta were well tightened. Is there anything you want me to check?
And Sophie, that's it. You can close the lid, and thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Let me know if it doesn't work.
Will do. Thank you.
Station Sophian 2 for question.
Hey, Sophie, this is Houston. I think you called us.
Oh, that's right. We were wondering up here if the PWD and FPWD ops were done or not.
Yes, they are complete, and PWD and XPWD are go for use.
Great, thank you. Go for use.
Station Hudson on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie. We are ready for your next operation with Jessica.
And so Station Sophian 2 for question SCBL-1.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Charlie and Delta are still illuminated. And I was wondering, I mean, I thought that this one they should be off, and so should I push the button before I connect the connectors or not?
Checking. And Sophia, I am back with you on 2, and yes, please turn the lights off on Charlie and Delta before you plug them in and then turn them back on.
Copy, will do. And so from Sophie, that's task nominal. Everything looks good on SAVL1.
And we copy. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie. No response required. Just a reminder for your hand pass coming up. The rise time is 1800.
Copy. Thanks a lot.
This is Station Jack on 2 for Dragon Stow Track, step 93.02.
We are with you on 2.
I've got new respiratory support pack. Is to keep the bubble bag. Am I keeping the bubble bag to put the old respiratory supply pack into, or am I leaving both the old and the new in the overhead 5 D1 locker and then just use the bubble wrap for other bubble wrap purposes, or what's the intent here?
Checking, Jack. Give us just a couple minutes.
Great.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack. We've got an answer for the RSP and bubble wrap.
Well, then you have an avid listener to your answer.
Awesome. Hey, here's what we want you to do. We want you to leave that bubble wrap on the new RSP, stow it in the text locker with that bubble wrap on it the reason for that is that the old one is still the prime respiratory support pack for now. You're going to do a checkout later this week of the new one. After that checkout's complete, then we'll have you move that bubble wrap over to the old unit. The bubble wrap is only required for return. So then we'll have you return that old one with the bubble wrap. Does that make sense?
That all makes sense to me, and it was double bubble wrap, so you want both bubble wrap layers on the new one until we check out, and then we'll go on the old one.
You got it. Both bubble wrap layers on the new one in the check locker for now. Thanks much, and we see how that step in Stow Track was confusing, so we'll take that back for next time.
Yeah, no worries. I appreciate the clarification.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Sophie and your timeline. Just to let you know, we are ready for those two blue activities after GPC for LSG at any time, whatever is convenient for you.
Huntsville Station Sophie on 2, did you call me?
Yes, we do not want to interrupt your green activities, but I just wanted to give you a heads up that the LSG stow and restraints, we are ready for those at any time, so you don't have to call. You can do them at your convenience.
Okay. I think we'll have to start with my green activity, though. Thank you, though. Appreciate it. Next station, Sophie, I'm 2 for Scilab.
Sophie, we do you on 2. If you're calling for the go, you have a go. The sponge cartridge serial number is in the execution node. and for this activity we'll move to Space to Ground 4.
Copy, Space to Ground 4. I have to go in step 1, decimal 1, and thank you.
Houston, Station Jack's on 2 for Star Trek. I'm 93, the rest of step 93.
Go ahead for the rest of step 93.
It is going to be a Heroclean effort to get into a Heroclean, whatever that word is. It's going to be a significant effort to get into airlock deck 0 behind the closeout for the rest of this step. I want to know if you guys want me to undertake that, or if I should just put the rest of this 1.0 in the airlock, and as we clean out the airlock and you get more access, we'll finish these those steps.
We're checking, Jack. We're thinking about it. Yeah, we did hear airlocks getting pretty full. Just give us just a sec. And Station Houston, F for Jack on 2. You still with me?
The fact that we're screaming around the world at 17,500 miles an hour, we could never leave you guys. You guys complete us.
Oh, thank you. You complete us. And I had to think about it for a second, but Herculean, when I was first listening to you say heroic, my brain was confused for a sec, too, and I had to write it down and spell it out to myself. Herculean. But, hey, we like your plan to leave that.
Please.
Herculean. We like your plan just to leave the items in the airlock. We will note down here that they're not behind the closeout. And, hey, on June 1st, there's going to be an airlock unstow activity. And so we're hoping that after that June 1st, you'll have access to some better locations in the airlock.
Awesome. We will plan on that. And Chris wants to know how TalkieBot translated my inability to speak the Queen's English.
Checking. Well, I kind of think it made up a word. Heroclean. It kind of like spelled it out. It tried.
Sometimes computers are smarter than me.
So, Station Sophian 2 for LSG.
Go ahead, Sophie.
LSG still is complete.
We copy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.